Tuesday, July 15th. Victoria Steele was even more gorgeous than I remembered. She's in her late 20s and looks like an A-list Hollywood actress, a runway model, and a pop princess all rolled into one super glam person. I also noticed two huge men in black suits with earpieces and two stressed-out-looking assistants on cell phones hovering right outside the door. She still travels with her own security detail and entourage. Victoria smiled at us warmly. "Hello, girls. I'm looking forward to working with you," she said, giving each of us air kisses. "I'm here to help turn you into huge stars. Dreams do come true." Wow, this new Bad Boys version of Victoria Steele seemed to be super friendly. But after Trevor introduced Chloe, Zoe, Violet, and me, Victoria folded her arms and narrowed her eyes. "Chloe, Zoe, and Nikki, you three look really familiar. Have we met before?" she asked, staring at us suspiciously. My BFFs and I exchanged nervous glances and just shrugged. There was no way we were going to admit we were the three clumsy clowns who had skated in her Holiday on Ice show last December. OMG, I'd fallen down on the ice so many times during our performance, my butt had frostbite. "Actually, you have seen them before," Trevor explained. "I sent you a video of their band a few weeks ago for staging ideas." "Okay, that explains it. My notes are here on my iPad," Victoria said, rummaging through her purse and becoming irritated when she couldn't find it. "Where is my iPad?" she suddenly screamed at her staff. "I need my iPad! Right now! How can I do my job if you're not doing yours? Why am I even paying you people?" They immediately scrambled, frantically digging in purses, bags, and briefcases, and within seconds, they each handed Victoria an iPad. One thing was quite obvious. Victoria still had a really bad habit of yelling and screaming at people, for no apparent reason. "How many iPads does it take to calm down a diva?" Violet whispered to us. We all tried not to crack up. "I need the iPad with the rose gold case," she shrieked. "Not the leopard print, not the jeweled one, not the sequined one, and not the glitter one. You people are useless." Victoria rolled her eyes in disgust. Then she turned back to us and plastered a fake smile on her face. "I'm really sorry, Trevor, but it looks like the iPad I need is back at the hotel. So I'll just email everyone my fabulous ideas later today."
"That sounds fine, Victoria. Now, how about an update on our social media campaign for our exciting new opening act?" Trevor asked.
"Wow! Our band was actually getting our own social media campaign? Very cool." "Of course! It'll be big, it'll be awesome, it'll be trendy," Victoria bragged. "And it'll be a lot of work. So I plan to hire a social media intern to manage the launch and the daily activity online. This person will accompany us on tour and post updates and candid photos in each city."
"Fantastic," Trevor responded.
Suddenly, Victoria glared at her security guys.
"Could someone please get me a bottled water? Why do I even have to ask? And it better be spring water in a glass bottle at room temperature, or it's going straight into the trash! Hurry up before I die of thirst!"
The men nodded nervously and quickly disappeared on a quest to find the water she had demanded. Then Victoria smiled at us and asked if we had any questions about the tour. But we just sat there anxiously, way too scared of her to ask any.
So our meeting was finally over. Thank you for taking the time to meet with both the girls and the guys today, Victoria, Trevor said. So are you heading back to the hotel? Victoria glanced at her watch as she slipped on a pair of blinged-out designer sunglasses. I was loving Victoria's glam style. Actually, I'm being honored as Woman of the Year at a luncheon for the Westchester Institute of Fashion and Cosmetology in 1 hour. I hate going to these pathetic events, and they're a total waste of my time. The people are shallow and boring, and the food is so awful, I wouldn't feed it to my cat, Victoria ranted. Ouch! That place is owned by Mackenzie's aunt. Victoria continued. But there will be TV cameras and a large crowd of my adoring fans. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother to show up. Well, it was nice meeting you girls. I'll be in touch. Then she strode out of the room with her staffers scampering after her. Where is my security? If I'm late for this luncheon, someone is getting fired! Victoria threatened as the elevator door closed. It was suddenly so quiet in the room that it seemed like all the air had been sucked out by Victoria's negative energy. Then Violet said, If someone gets fired, they can just put out the flames with the spring water in the glass bottle at room temperature. Finally, Trevor cleared his throat. Well, as you can see, Victoria is a little, high-strung. But that's to be expected with these creative types. If you have any problems with her, just let me know. She's really good at her job, but I must admit, her people skills are a bit lacking. Sorry, but Victoria's lack of people skills is just the tip of the iceberg. She has a way bigger and more complicated problem than that, and I know exactly what it is, based on my very extensive experience with another drama queen who will remain nameless. Victoria Steele is a mean, rude, selfish, spoiled diva. But the really scary part is that she's going to be our chaperone on the tour. It's going to be a very long 4 weeks.